This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
One thing that you need to know is we're talking about authority of the believer. In the King James Bible, they translate two words as power, two Greek words. The Greek word exousia and the Greek word dunamis. They translate them both as power. One of them, exousia, is authority. Dunamis is power, like dynamite power. In this verse, you can see how they've done that. Luke 10:19. Jesus said, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." The first word, power, is the Greek word exousia and means authority. He literally said, and it should have been translated, "Behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." So the dunamis of the enemy. So what we have is authority. A good way that Macmillan described it and Brother Hagin described it is a traffic policeman. You could stand at a great intersection. Let's say the lights went out. They have gone out in Springfield by ice storms. And so the intersections, you know, have become places you've got to know what to do. And oftentimes they'll put a traffic cop up there. And that traffic cop could even be, in these days, a little woman that doesn't weigh up soaking wet 110 pounds. But a big semi's coming down the street, and if she holds up her hand, it has to stop. Because she has authority. She's got the uniform. She's got the badge. We've got the authority. And the power that backs us is greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So when we use our authority, Satan is compelled to stop. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now, in coming up to that place and sitting in that place, I'm going to read to you some things that Macmillan points out we have to do. First thing, you have to believe it. You have to believe it. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Do you believe God raised you from the dead?
Yes.
And seated you at the right hand with Jesus? Do you believe it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. To share his throne? All right. Then you have to have belief. Bless the Lord. That's the first thing. But the second thing that he mentions, and this is very important, is humility. While belief thus introduces us to our place of throne power, only humility will ensure our retaining it. He cautions against getting lifted up in spiritual pride. Spiritual pride is bad, and we don't want anything to do with it. So we retain this place by humility. Now, one point about humility, God says in his word that he resists the proud, and he receives and blesses the humble. You have to be humble enough to believe God's word. You humble yourself to believe the word. And if the word says you're seated with Christ in heavenly places, it's humble to believe it and to sit there. And it's proud not to believe it. So humility will keep you there. Now, boldness. That's another thing that you must exercise to exercise your authority. With profound humility, however, there may go the greatest boldness in the name. True boldness is faith in full manifestation. When God has spoken, to hold back is not humility, but unbelief. In the exercise of authority, there is needed a divine courage that fears nothing but God and reaches out strong hands to bind and to restrain all that is contrary to him. But with this courage, there must be a continual and close abiding in God, a spirit that is alert to every urge and check from him, and a mind that is steeped in the word of God. If you're going to sit up there and you're going to rule and reign, you're going to have to be bold. Bold enough to speak to the enemy. And you're going to have to continually and closely abide in God. You are not going to be able to run in and out of here and flirt with sin. And do this. The devil will laugh at you. He's a legalist. And he knows if he has to obey you or not. And if you abide in the presence of the Lord, there's a holiness to abiding close to God. Hallelujah. Now he gives a warning. Brother Hagin gives it too. If you do this, enemy's going to, he's going to make you a target. But you are one anyway. Might as well be one he can't hit. Now, listen to what he says. This is so wise. Since God himself, with an eternal purpose in view, has introduced his people into this sphere, he's the one that seated us there, we cannot doubt that full provision has been made for their safety. The only place of safety is the occupation of the seat itself. It is far above the enemy. If the believer abides steadfastly by faith in this location, he cannot be touched. Wigglesworth said, "There is a place in God where Satan dare not come. He'll hope you don't notice him." Bless the Lord. We are too from this place manifest, hallelujah, and operate in our ministry of authority, our heavenly ministry. We have a heavenly ministry at the right hand of God. It is to rule and to reign over anything that's opposite God in your home, in your life, in your children, in your town, in your city. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. The believer has now accepted the place of exaltation with his Lord. There has opened for him a life of holiness in the presence of God and a life of watchfulness in the presence of the enemy. You will sense and you will know when the activity of the enemy has come around to bother you and to bother things. Bless the Lord. You must know the limitation of your authority. The authority committed to the believer is over the powers of the air and never over his fellow men or their wills. He is called to bind the unseen forces, but to deliver his brethren. Satan's constant aim is the subjugation of the human will to himself. God's purpose is the full liberation of the will, that the freed spirit, through glad acquiescence to the divine will, may glorify his creator. This person that I told you about and this experience that I'd had with someone very close to our family and the results I told about it the last two nights. Bless the Lord. I have no authority over that person's will. But when I broke the demons that had bothered that person for many, many years, that person was glad to be free. And that person moved then toward the Lord. Now that person does not know yet how to remain free. Now I'm still helping that person. Give a little bit here, the word here, a prayer here. I call the person, send a book. But every day I get up there in my window. I told you about that. If you're not here, I don't have time to explain it. Can you just see me perching on the window? Is that it? No. I live on the lake and I have great big glass walls, all glass walls. And I stand up there every morning and I say, in the name of Jesus, now you stay off of her today. Because I know and I've got the authority to keep him off of her. We talked about your children last night. We talked about things you have to do. The Bible says that Satan is an accuser of the brethren day and night. So day and night I tell him what to do. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I want to mention finances. He has a little line in here. He's a missionary to China and the Philippines. The writer knows intimately of several cases in widely separated parts of the land where funds are tied up, which if released would be instrumental in the advancement of the gospel. One place that Satan loves to get in is your money. He loves to tie up your funds. And when you're watchfully sitting there with the Lord and you recognize it, then you can speak to him. This can happen in ministries. Well, who was that was going around place to place to place to place? It was the devil. Well, I already had this book when I found out about it. And I come up there every single morning now. I get in my wind and I say, in the name of Jesus, you get your hands off my money. You get your hands off the funds for Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, for Prayer Mountain in the Galilee. You get your hands off the money. Brother Hagin said one time he was praying about money, needed the money to come to open offices, I think it was in Tulsa. And the Lord told him, stop that praying about the money. I don't have any money up here. I don't have any. I'm not going to rain money out of heaven. If I did, he said, I'd be a counterfeiter. All you have is down there in the earth. He said, I'm not trying to hold it from you. The devil's trying to hold it from you. Now you tell the devil to get his hands off your money in Jesus' name. You see, you're up there beside of him. You might read those scriptures right there, which tell you I'm seated with him in heavenly places. I'm far above all principality and power. That's why I go in my window, because I'm up high on a hill. I'm far above principalities and powers. And you demons, you mammon spirit, that would try to withhold funds from the gospel, get your hands off that money. And then the Lord said, you tell the angels to go and get it. You say, angels, they're sent to be ministering spirits for us. And so you say to the angels, angels, go and get that money. Go and get that money and bring it in. The Lord told Brother Hagin he needed at that time to start a new office. I think it was about $4,000. You can't start one today for that, but then you could. And he said, you tell those angels, go and get $4,000 and bring it in.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority of the Believer and the newly released book Authority of the Believer by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.